Hopefully, we will be able to celebrate Tisha B'Av as a true Moed. Now, the Mechatzanach in this time is going to ask a question on nothing. That's a play on words. It means he's going to point out something that is missing. Not always do the Rabbanim and the Ga'inim and the Rishonim and the Achronim analyze what is written. Sometimes they show Ga'inis by analyzing what is not written. So, in Mitzvah Tzadik Hei 95, the Mechatzanach points out that when the Rambam describes the details of how to make the dimensions and details of how to make the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, he, of course, discusses the Tzuras HaMenorah, he discusses the Shulchan, he discusses the Mizbeach, but what he does not discuss is the Aron. So it's very strange. Why didn't the Rambam talk about the Aron? The Mechatzanach adds on the klal we've discussed the last couple times as well, is that the Shulchan Aruch only writes the laws relevant for nowadays. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't write any of the laws relevant to the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. That makes sense. But the Rambam, who talks about Ikvus of the Mashiach, who discusses the Halachas of Karbonis and Taharis and all this type of stuff as well, why would he cite, discuss, analyze the dimensions of the other Kalim and not the Aron? The Aron seems to be missing. So the Mechatzanach first wants to point out that it's a very interesting thing, that when a Kali was missing, the idea is you'd have to redo it, rebuild it, redo something with it. And therefore, it becomes a relevant law for during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say if the Menorah got ruined, the Chashmonaim took it over. And as well, when Mashiach comes, how we are going to possibly make the Kalim as well. But the Aron is a special thing, that the Aron was going to be the one that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made. Since the Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made was going to be the one in existence for eternity, that means that is going to be the same exact Aron. There will not be a new one made at all. Therefore, since it will be the same Aron from the time Moshe Rabbeinu until through the time of Mashiach, there's no reason for us to know the dimensions to how to make it. We don't have to make it. We're just going to rely on the one of Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened to that Aron? Obviously, at the end of the Bayis Rishon, Melech Yoshia hid it underneath. And therefore, that same Aron is around. Since that same Aron is around, we never have to know the dimensions of making it. The Mechatzanach likes the idea, but he's a little hesitant. He says, for example, in the time of Eli, when Eli died that time, and the Plishtim stole the Aron, he says, did they not have an obligation to make another Aron? Just because the original Aron was around somewhere, it is in existence, but it was in the Plishtim's hand. In the Plishtim's hands, maybe, therefore, there was an obligation to make a new Aron. Meichate said that not. As well, he has a kasha. If you want to say something that exists forever, doesn't have to have the dimensions, he says, let's look around at other potentials. Obviously, the menorah was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was hidden. And then the Chashmonai made their own menorah. Okay. Same thing with the Mizbeach. Okay. But what about the Shemen HaMishcha? There's a special pasuk that says the original Shemen HaMishcha was going to be used for all Shemen HaMishcha, La'olam Vod. So that means there should be no reason to write the dimensions, the measurements of what is required to go into making Shemen HaMishcha. Just like the Aron is going to be the same Aron throughout history, don't write the dimensions. Shemen HaMishcha as well should be, don't write the dimensions, since it will be the same one forever and ever. That is what he asked on his answer as well. He actually comes up with a cute answer to say like this. Maybe the Shemen HaMishcha has to have the dimensions written because it's us to make the dimensions of the Shemen HaMishcha. Someone else can't make it. You can't make a copycat of it. Since you can't make a copycat of it, we're not writing the law. The Rambam's not writing the laws and measurements to tell you what to do. He's telling you what not to do. What about the Aron? There should be as well potentially an Issa to make a replica copycat of the Aron as well. So he says, interestingly, he says that, wait a second, in order to make the Aron as a replica, to be violating the prohibition of making a replica, what it has to have is the Kruvim as well. The Aron had the Kruvim on top. You're not allowed to make the Kruvim anyway. The Kruvim is considered making an idol. So in reality, there's no such thing as not making the Aron for the Aron's sake. There would be not making the Aron, which would automatically be included in the Issur of idolatry. So no one's ever going to make the Aron with the Kruvim. So when it comes to Shemen HaMishcha, someone might want to make it, therefore we're going to tell you the dimensions in order to avoid it. But when it comes to Aron, we don't have such a thing. The Achronim want to say, what's the difference? Maybe we're talking about a person who was violating the Issur of making Avodah Zarah, and he still made the Aron with the Kruvim. He has to know the dimensions just to know for that. Know what it will be Aser. Maybe he'll violate idolatry, but if he gets the dimensions wrong and the details wrong, he won't be violating the Aron. So there still potentially should have been a reason for the Rambam to quote the halachas of the Aron. So the Mechatzanach has to Kasha on the missing Aron. He gave one answer of maybe it's the same Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu forever. Then said, wait, I'm not sure if that's so good because Shemen HaMishcha. Then said, maybe Shemen HaMishcha is different Lois HaSei. And then took away the Lois HaSei because of the concept of the Kruvim and the idol worship. The Achronim ask, wait a second, there might not be such a good answer for the Rambam. So we are really left with a question. Again, as we started this, hopefully all of this will be discovered. We will see the Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu Meher V'Menu will be revealed. We will be able to have the Luchas and everything, and Mashiach shall come, and we shall be celebrating again Tisha B'Av as a Yom Tov.